Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
I'm John Batts with my colleague Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution, commenting on his Real Clear Politics column about a new book by Professor Cass Sunstein, an esteemed academic at Harvard University, who is very well informed of government as well as the academy. His new book is On Liberalism, Defense of Freedom. It's important to remember that the professor believes the metaphor of siege is appropriate to his book. Peter, you write that the professor, rather than we misunderstand liberalism, he mischaracterizes it. How so?
Yes, well, in the first place, as I suggested just a moment ago, he envisages a new kind of constitutional doctrine. He calls it experiments of living constitutionalism. And the idea is that Supreme Court justices, and for that matter, legislators and presidents, fulfilling the various obligations of their job, should always be asking themselves, how does reading the Constitution, how does this law, how does the execution of this law, how does it advance creating a society which is more welcoming of people who want to undertake experiments of living? And I think that is actually not the vision on which in which America is based. America makes room for individuals who wish to break with tradition. But our grounding conviction is the view that John Locke articulated, that Thomas Jefferson expressed beautifully in the Declaration of Independence, that human beings are by nature free and equal, and that it's the task of government to secure their rights. Now, what they want to do with those rights, that's up to the individual. Some individuals will want to engage in experiments in living. Other individuals will want to safeguard and pass on to their children their civilizational inheritance. That's the American view, to make room for the different types rather than to favor the type that that Sunstein favors, those who love experiments of living.
You also note that Professor Sunstein does not explore the extent in which liberalism finds itself under siege. In other words, he says he's under siege. He doesn't look why. Is that correct?
That's correct. And if he did, he would have considered some of liberalism's vices. Like any school of political thought, like any political regime, liberalism has a tendency to take its own principles to an extreme. Therefore, when liberalism takes freedom to an extreme, what do we see? We see a certain dissoluteness when liberals say, I'm against coercion, not only the coercion of arbitrary laws, I'm against the coercion of traditional morality, of moral imperatives. I should live free from them. Liberals can grow complacent because of their reliance on the formalities of law, which sometimes do not go far enough in accomplishing justice. And liberals can be very arrogant in supposing that the liberal era has somehow refuted faith and supplanted the teachings of classical ethics and politics, rather than seeing what the modern tradition of freedom has produced actually are supplements to the great teachings of biblical faith and the great teachings of classical political philosophy.
Because one does not sign on to liberalism as the professor defines it, does that mean that he is condescending to explain to us the error of our ways? Is that what he's doing?
It would be an irony of his book, a book in which he celebrates the liberal as a kind of secular saint who possesses all the virtues and has no particular vices, if Professor Sunstein were to patronize those who are not liberals in his full sense of the term. And in places, he actually persuasively suggests that, for example, he finds in William F. Buckley, especially the young Buckley, commitments that overlap and overlap considerably with the liberal tradition. That's correct, at least the classical liberal tradition. But it is somewhat off-putting to find Sunstein only doling out praise to the extent that he finds somebody adhering to what he regards as the essential doctrines of liberalism. There are many virtues to the classical liberal tradition, but there are virtues and ways of human being human that extend beyond the liberal tradition, and they deserve recognition as well. And I would go so far as to say recognizing those are also liberal imperatives that Professor Sunstein neglects.
You speculate at the beginning of your essay, and one that I'm attracted to, liberals all of a sudden decided progressive politics are an extension of liberalism. How did they come to that decision? Were they taught that?
They came to it, I think, gradually. They have long dominated in our universities since at least the middle of the 20th century. As we learned from one of the great liberals, John Stuart Mill, when you don't encounter objections, when nobody's challenging you, it's easier and easier for you to take your thoughts as the only true thoughts, as fully true thoughts. And I think this is eventually what happened to liberals in the academy. Then they made things worse in the 70s when they opened the doors to graduate students, many of whom brought in the 60s view that scholarship and teaching as politics were politics by other means. And the liberals, many liberals just stood back as this new, very aggressive view that abandoned the idea that scholarship is about understanding. In favor of the view that scholarship is about promoting a progressive agenda, became more and more entrenched in the university world.
Peter Berkowitz.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Emoji moment from Mark, who writes, I just want to thank you for making GLP-1s affordable. What would have been over $1,000 a month is just $99 a month with Mochi. Money shouldn't be a barrier to healthy weight. 3 months in, and I have smaller jeans and a bigger wallet. You're the best. Thanks, Mark. I'm Myra Amid, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Mark is a Mochi member compensated for his story.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Emoji moment from Mark, who writes, I just want to thank you for making GLP-1s affordable. What would have been over $1,000 a month is just $99 a month with Mochi. Money shouldn't be a barrier to healthy weight. 3 months in, and I have smaller jeans and a bigger wallet. You're the best. Thanks, Mark. I'm Myra Amid, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Mark is a Mochi member compensated for his story.